Pi, Session 2, Listening and Reading. Part 1, Radio Talk Show. You are going to listen to 5 people talking. For questions 1 to 5, decide which statement matches each speaker A to F. There is one extra statement. You have 1 minute to look at the questions, then you will hear the recording twice. Now you will hear the recording.
Hello, everyone. The topic of today's show is local campaigns. I have 5 important people here with me today, and they are going to tell us about their organizations and campaigns. So, let's start with Susan Evans.
I'm from Homes for All. The homeless will face even greater hardship this winter unless action is taken to offer shelter to those without a home. Unfortunately, the number of homeless people nationwide, from young to old, is increasing day by day. Action must be taken urgently to offer these people shelter. A nationwide demonstration to raise awareness of the problem will take place this weekend. Supporters are welcome.
Now, let's listen to Tony Fellows.
Residents of local village Shildon are preparing for a night of protest later this month to save their village from government planners. Proposals for a new motorway to be built within 2 kilometres of Shildon have caused anger amongst residents. The planned route cuts across some of the most beautiful countryside in the region. Shildon welcomes thousands of tourists each year. Many of the shopkeepers depend on tourists and would almost certainly face ruin if this motorway is built. The all-night protest will take place in the fields where the building work is planned to begin.
Now, on to Sheila Wilson.
Local environmentalists involved in the Save Lee Valley campaign claim that many native plants face extinction if the Lee Valley office complex project goes ahead. They argue that the proposed development will also rob the country of several rare species of wildlife. Local people would be horrified if they knew of the consequences of this project. We need to start a local campaign to alert everyone to the dangers.
And Adam Ross is next.
The New Youth Club, which is open to young people from the ages of 10 to 17, is being threatened with closure by health and safety officials who claim the building, built 30 years ago, is unsafe. City engineers estimate that thousands of pounds are needed to repair the damage. With only limited funds to spend, managers fear the club will have to close. Youngsters from the club have organised an open day on Tuesday in an effort to raise some of the money needed for the repairs. This won't be enough, however. So, come along and support the youngsters in the city.
And our last guest is Beverly Wilson.
Tonight, a local community, Sunshine Key, is protesting against beachgoers in their area. Several beach-nesting bird species are declining in numbers because of the damage caused by visitors to the beaches. There are areas on most beaches in Florida that are closed off to the public. These areas are home to bird eggs. Those who don't follow the sign walk around in these areas, crushing the eggs or killing young chicks, which unfortunately blend in with their surroundings. So we need to save them.